Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to day number 162, which takes us back to the book of Romans for Romans chapter 12. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word, which is living and active. Father, thank you so much for you alone have the words of eternal life. May your word lead us to the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, our hope. May we see him more clearly and follow him more faithfully for the time we spend in your word today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving, the one who teaches, in his teaching, the one who exhorts, in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's Romans chapter 12 in the English Standard Version. As usual, we are using ESV.org for our on-screen text display. Here we come to the great application section of the book of Romans. So we've turned a corner now. We've primarily, in Romans 1 through 11, been dealing with doctrine, with theology, with the gospel as from sin to justification to sanctification to the thornier matters of predestination and of national election and of the covenant with Israel and the church and all of those kinds of things. And now we come to the end of this long unfolding section of the gospel and all of its fullness to the application. What do we now do? How now are we to live in light of the gospel? In light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God for salvation for all who believe, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile, whereby we are justified by faith in Christ through a righteousness that is not our own, but is given to us because of Christ and his sacrifice for us and his resurrection power. Now that we have received that, now that we are no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus and no separation from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Now that we know that God has chosen to have mercy on us, that the word of God has come to us, that we've called upon the Lord and we've been saved, how should we live? How should we live? And Paul says, I appeal to you, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship, the ESV says. Probably a better translation is your reasonable worship, or even your logical worship. God has been so merciful to us. God has been so abundantly gracious to us in Jesus Christ. It is our reasonable, our logical worship to respond to God's goodness by giving Him everything. Verse 1 of Romans 12 is really the key verse for the rest of this book. Everything we're going to talk about flows from this idea that by the mercies of God, or in view of God's great mercies to us, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. That means we are no longer our own, but we belong to God. We are set apart by God and for God. We are made holy and acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, our high priest and our great sacrifice. And our spiritual worship is to live the totality of our lives in loving, self-giving, self-surrendering obedience to Christ. What does that mean? Well, the first thing Paul tells us is we can't be conformed to the world any longer. The way the world thinks, the way the world acts, what the world seeks, what the world wants. John, in 1 John 2, 14-16, identifies these things as the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. But it's the way of the world. It's the selfishness. It's the you look out for number one. Don't be conformed to the world. The world's under the power of the evil one. The world's alienated from God. The world has no place in the heart of a Christian. Our hearts belong to the Lord and not to the world. So instead of being conformed to the world, we are to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, by being in Scripture, by being in prayer, by learning, by growing in the knowledge of God through the Word of God, written on our hearts by the Spirit of God. We learn to test and discern what the will of God is. We learn what is good and acceptable and perfect, what God wants for us. And the first thing that Paul tells us God wants for us is not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. But we ought to think of ourselves with sober judgment. We've been given a measure of faith. We should be thankful for that. We should not get too big-headed or beyond what we've actually been given. Whatever we have that is good has been given to us. And we're to serve one another within the body of Christ with the gifts that we've been given. So we don't seek our own way, which is what it is to be conformed to the world. We don't do that anymore. We're not selfish. We're not self-centered and self-driven. Rather, serving God and serving others within the body of Christ. We've been given gifts that allow us to serve others in the body of Christ. Whatever gifts they may be, we need to put them to work to serve others, whether that's by teaching or serving or exhorting or contributing generously or leading or showing mercy. We need to do that. And as we're doing that, we need to do so in genuine love, not out of a sense of self-righteous do-goodism, but in genuine love for one another. We need to hate what is evil and holding fast to what is good, loving one another with brotherly affection. Truly, if we belong to God, we belong to one another. We are the family of God, and we are to love one another, even as we have been loved by God. We are called to love one another. That means we should outdo one another in showing honor. The world would tell you, look out for number one. But in the church, we should be constantly wanting to give honor to one another. Don't be slothful in zeal. That means don't get lazy. Don't get complacent. But be fervent in your spirit, serving the Lord, because you have been set free from death and condemnation. You have been given life and forgiveness and peace with God. You have every reason to serve with all of your heart, rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, being constant in prayer, and contributing to the needs of the saints and seeking to show hospitality. This is a radically different life than what the world lives. It doesn't make sense to the world, but it makes perfect sense if Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, if we've really received salvation in Him, if we've been made part of the family of God, we've been brought into the kingdom of God, why would we not just wholeheartedly give ourselves to God and to one another? But what do we do about those who persecute us? and those who curse us. Well, the world would say, you know, I'm going to get you back. Revenge. But that's not what God's people are called to do. We are called to bless those who persecute us. We're not to curse them. We are to rejoice with those who rejoice, to weep with those who weep, to try to live in harmony with one another. We are not to be arrogant and cliquish, but we are to associate with low people. We are not to be wise in our own sight, because any wisdom we have comes from God. It doesn't come from us. We are to repay no one evil for evil, but only do what is right in the sight of all. That means we're going to be kind to everyone, not just people who look like us or vote like us or think like us or who are on our side. We're going to be kind and generous and gracious to everyone. Do what is honorable in the sight of all, verse 17 says. Verse 18 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. You see that? Both verse 17 and both 18 end with all. Do what is honorable in the sight of all, live peaceably with all. No exceptions. There's no place in the Christian life for hating this group or hating that group or trying to get revenge on this group over here because our politics demands it, or our opinions demand it, or whatever. No, we are to love. Love first within the body of Christ, but then love out from the body of Christ to the world. Even if we're being wronged, verse 19 brings us back to that again. Verse 14 said, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. But verse 19 brings us back to that and says, don't avenge yourselves. If you're being persecuted, if you're being hated, don't avenge yourselves. Leave it in the hands of God. On judgment day, God will settle those things. What we're called to do is to feed our enemy if they're hungry. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good, which ties us back into not being conformed to this world. So often Christians can get dragged right into the world's fights of liberal versus conservative, Democrat versus Republican, you know, Gen Xers versus boomers versus Gen Zers and millennials, and, you know, suburbanites versus urbanites versus rural folks versus, you know, blue state, red state, whatever. We are not to be a part of that at all. That's the world. We shouldn't be conforming to that pattern at all. I mean, at all. We should be totally loving to everyone, kind to everyone, patient with everyone, showing the goodness of God that we've received to flow out to those around us. Does that mean we have to agree with everyone and approve of the decisions they're making? No. No. But we are to show them the love of Christ and show them the gospel of Jesus Christ in our words and in our actions without hatred or resentment or seeking to curse them or get back at them because they've somehow attacked us. We trust God, and we show that we've received love that we don't deserve, and so we give it to people who don't deserve it either, because that's what the gospel is all about. Let's pray. Father, help us to live as living sacrifices, and help us not to be conformed to this world. Help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Show us what it means to love with a genuine love. The love that we have received from you, may we share it freely with others. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's Romans chapter 12. Tomorrow, we are going to be going back to Leviticus for Leviticus chapter 15. Hope you can join us for that. And I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.